Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Of course, the Meghan and Harry interview with Oprah is making headlines all across newspaper and media outlets today, not just in Ireland, but all over the world. So what were the key things that were talked about and what did Meghan and Harry highlight? And how is their new life going in Santa Barbara in LA? Well, on the line to tell us more and chat to us about the latest Hollywood's award season as well, we've our Hollywood reporter, Jenny Bell. Jenny, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Wendy. Great to be here.
Okay, so did you get to catch some of the interview or were you just watching clips? What did you see of it?
Oh gosh, I saw the whole thing. I was gripped. You know what? If I'd watched it in the States, it would have been 2 hours of watching, but they had less advertising over here for the UK and Ireland, obviously. But yeah, last night, gosh, watched the whole thing. And I have to say, it was really... It just really was a sign and a kind of a highlighting of how needed it is to be heard, to be supported, to be loved, to be accepted. I mean, they literally covered every gamut of the need of human beings. And I suppose Meghan coming into the royal family, it was quite it was a big, huge event, first of all, but also. You know, there were challenges along the way and they really shared a lot of that last night. I was quite surprised, to be honest, to the extent that they went to during the interview to share that. But they did. Do you remember last time when I was on, we said that, you know, they weren't going to hopefully, you know, shame the Queen and they were going to kind of steer away from disrespecting her. And they did that. But as regards the actual institution associated with the royal family, my goodness.
So what do they say, just when you're talking about the broader institution, then what was kind of the key things that came across, Jenny?
Well, I suppose the nature of really fitting in and fitting with a particular mould when you do come into the royal family. They highlighted a lot of struggles that they had in terms of the limits on, for example, Meghan's life and, you know, at one stage she wasn't out of the house for 4 months and she was trying to maybe meet with friends or, you know, go out to meet with friends and that, you know, basically was told, no, that wouldn't actually be good. That sense of, I suppose, coming into an institution that is, you know, it's thousands of years old at this stage and there's particular etiquette, there's particular, expectations of those who come into the royal family. And at the start of the interview, she did say she looks back and says, I feel quite naive now coming into the royal family. I don't know about you, but like it's the best known family in the world. I kind of would have maybe done a bit more research if I didn't know.
Yeah,
too much,
but maybe there's a fantasy and the reality. And is that an interesting element to this whole interview in terms of so many of the things that we crave, you know, worldly things of, to have all that money and attention and glamour and all the things that we see on the outside. It seems that their interview revealed a very different reality.
Yeah, well, I suppose the greater the influence, the higher the cost. And I mean, a lot of us don't count the cost of what we long for and what we wish for at times. But I have to say, my heart broke for them, like hearing some of the stories, with Archie, their son, before he was born, they were sharing that there was a question over what shade his skin would be, for example.
I think that was one of the most shocking moments, wasn't it? This kind of allegation of racism.
Yes, exactly. And, this was a 2 hour interview. Well, I suppose 45 minutes if you don't include the ads, or an hour 45, I should say. And it was very full on. I have to applaud Oprah because I felt she didn't appear biased and she asked some really tough questions. Like, I don't know whether other interviewers would have been allowed to ask that question, but I suppose they're so comfortable with
her. What did she ask that impressed you? What were the tough questions that you thought, oh, I'm surprised she got that one across the line?
Yeah, well, very, very simple, short one was, Meghan was sharing about, the limits on her to even be interviewed by Oprah before they got married. That was a no-no from the royal family, from the institution anyway. But the thing that Oprah came back with was, were you silenced or were you silent? And I thought, okay, wow. just looking at that whole aspect of, I suppose, the freedom that Meghan's come from to be able to express herself, to be, you know, she's a well-known feminist and she's independent. You know, you kind of think, wow, for her to fit into the mold that is there per the institution and the traditions and the etiquette, gosh, it wasn't going to be easy. I'll say that. Like from the start, I was thinking, wow, okay, this will be a miracle if they last the journey in the family together, because, you know, when you have two different mindsets, and we'll talk about mental health in a minute, because she did really, I think that was the most shocking thing as well. Another shocking
thing. Yeah, I mean, she talked about it so openly about really having very serious thoughts of harming herself. And again, it's people see Jenny, you know, this beautiful young woman and pictures of her in the newspapers, and to have her being so vulnerable about her mental health is probably something a lot of people didn't expect.
No, exactly. And I think even this morning I saw that Gabrielle Union, who's a well-known celebrity over in LA as well, she came out and she was talking about that she's had thoughts as well of harming herself. And I think what this is doing and what we've seen over the last year is a real equalizing. COVID, if anything, has made us all look at the fact that we're all human. We're very, very human. And, you know, I think it's interesting that they're kind of almost breaking a new ground of celebrities being able to come out and share more real and more raw the experiences that they've had in life. So in some ways, I think it's beneficial to the public to say, okay, hang on a second. These are very human humans. Are they completely 100%, you know, lining up in every way that they should be? It's not really the point. The point is, when you have mental health struggles, it takes a lot of courage. And actually, the White House really did applaud Meghan for sharing. It does take a lot of courage to even say that you're having struggles in your mental health. And both Harry and Meghan were having that. I mean, Harry, gosh, I still have that imprinted on my mind, you know, when he was a 12-year-old boy following along in a very public place behind his mother's coffin before the funeral. Like, this is a very real family. It's a very, very influential family. And when you come into an institution and a system, it takes a lot of adjustments, and it takes a lot of, I suppose, laying down your life, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know?
And what about one of the things, and you kind of touched on it earlier, Jenny, was that Harry acknowledged his love and respect for his grandmother, the Queen. So in light of this, what was the thing, or did it come across, what was the thing that drove them to actually leave this royal institution with the tradition that they were embedded in, you know, as you say, for thousands of years? Why did they leave?
Well, I know that, like, security was something they came back to again and again and again during the interview, that they basically didn't feel safe. They didn't feel safe from the media, from the public, and they also didn't feel safe from the sort of racial undertones that were there. And the fact that, I mean, I was also very surprised about, you know, the security, as in bodyguards, being taken away from Harry and Meghan. You know, as royals who are very much in the spotlight, I think, like, gosh, I don't know about you, but it was very intense to watch on a human level when you just look at them as humans. I do understand that they're building a brand, you know, they have this brand new life building a brand. And in a sense, this was like them launching their brand, but it was also them trying to set the record straight. Now, I have to say,
for a lot of people, would say for a lot of money, you know, they got a lot of money out of this interview. And,
well, actually, they said at the start that they didn't get paid for the interview.
Okay.
Which, another surprise. There was just so many surprises, Wendy, in 2 hours. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So, yeah, they didn't get paid for it, but at the same time, they got to launch new organization called Archwell, which I'm interested to see what they're going to produce, because they talked about how life is all about storytelling, which Hollywood is all about storytelling, you know, the music and the film industry is all about storytelling, and that they want to bring material that's going to be uplifting, that's going to defend the cause of, you know, the minorities or those who have been disrespected or disregarded. So I think that's going to be very interesting. But yeah, I was surprised they're not getting paid for it. Yeah, they showed actually their new life in Santa Barbara. And fair enough, they didn't actually go to LA when they did move. They moved from LA and they bought their own house in Santa Barbara. And there was a lovely clip of them enjoying home life with little rescue chickens and little dogs running around and stuff. And you can definitely see that I think they really want to engage with the media on their own terms and nothing more. They don't want to have the kind of treatment that Diana had. They don't want
that. But it's strange because Kate and William, I don't really know a lot about them. The media don't seem to hound them too much.
I think they are a lot more private.
As in privacy is possible, maybe. Yeah, in some ways.
Yeah, and I think also it's interesting because obviously William is in line to the throne, so you'd think in royal terms that, you know, he would get a lot more attention. But I think it's very different when you are marrying someone who is a celebrity to start with. The Megan is obviously well known for as an actress. So it's interesting that dynamic. She's growing up with that understanding of what it is to be in the public eye. Now, she has said that she doesn't read any of the newspapers and she doesn't, you know what I mean, she doesn't engage with what the media say about her on most terms, but she has heard some of the things that were said about her. And I have to say, like, in her defense, they have said awful things about her, and they have compared her and Kate over and over again, which, you know, but in a way that's very negative towards her. So yeah, I wouldn't want to be in her shoes, but at the same time, I think what last night did was to put people in her shoes.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.